Shortly after stepping off Air Force Two at the Buffalo Niagara International Airport, Vice President Mike Pence and his motorcade were on their way to Salvatore's Italian Gardens in the town of Lancaster and a lunch hour fundraiser to support local Congressman Chris Collins. Dozens of protesters lined up along Genesee Street and Transit Road with signs, chants, and assorted messages, none in support of Pence or Collins. Diana Patton identified herself as a transgendered veteran and takes exception to Pence's generally adversarial stance on gays, lesbians, and transgenders.
He's for conversion therapy, which is considered child abuse by the AMA, the APA, and all medical associations and experts. He's tried to pass laws against gay people, against trans people using the correct bathrooms.
Rachel Larkin was also among the protesters. She represented the New York State Nurses Association, and her issue was health care.
It's important for us to come out here today. Our union is a nurses union, so we take care of people. So it's important for us to speak out against this administration's constant attacks on the ACA and taking health care away from millions of Americans.
Pence's next appearance was in the village of Lancaster and a roundtable discussion inside a local business headquarters. It was there Pence pitched the Trump administration's tax reform plans, including a simpler tax code.
You're taking a tremendous amount of time off the road, tremendous amount of time out of growing your business, whether that be selling cars or selling coffee, trying to figure out what you owe the government. Well, that's going to change. So we're going to have real tax simplification here, and 9 out of 10 Americans are going to be able to file their taxes on a single sheet of paper.
Outside, the bystanders were friendly to the Trump administration. Francis Dubrinsky was among them, and he praised Trump's selection of Neil Gorsuch for Supreme Court and his efforts to dismantle the Affordable Care Act.
It was an illegal act by the Obama administration. It was unconstitutional. A federal judge ruled as such, so I believe it will stick.
What else about the administration? If there's anything else about the administration that you'd like to see achieved next, what would it be?
Well, that will be the tax reform.
Other bystanders were there to simply see such an influential person up close, including Debbie Hewson.
Basically, the curiosity factor. I've never seen any dignitaries, so I just wanted to do that.
Pence, recognizing the more supportive group in the village, briefly emerged to wave hello from a distance. But all too quickly, he was heading back to Washington, but with his promise to bring what was discussed in Lancaster to the White House and to Congress. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.